You know, no industrialist is hotter right now in America than Elon Musk. And Musk has the hottest companies, right? SpaceX delights the media with rocket launches above the Earth. And Tesla excites car customers on the ground. So popular that in most cases, you have to wait months to buy a Tesla. But step inside a big, shiny Tesla car factory, and there's no mistaking where you are.
Its signature look is the Tesla colors, big red robots and white walls, gray floors, workers dressed in black.
But there are also some things that you might not see.
You don't see the people who are being cut by machinery or who are losing the use of their arms through repetitive motion problems or who are being exposed to toxic fumes and having, you know, long-term medical problems because of that.
That's Reveal reporter Will Evans there. Now, Tesla may be known for its sexy image and its future-focused CEO, but it can be a dangerous place to work. That's according to a new investigation by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting that found that Tesla has been underreporting its workers' serious injuries to make its safety stats look better. Reveal looked into public safety records, they interviewed workers, and they spoke with safety experts for their investigation. Now, Tesla categorically denies the allegations raised by this report and says Reveal's reporting misunderstood how these injuries were labeled. We have a full link to their full statement on our website. We also reached out to Tesla for further comment, but we haven't heard back from them. In the meantime, Reveal stands by its reporting, and I spoke with the co-author of the investigation, Will Evans.
We kept hearing that they weren't recording all of their injuries. They weren't counting all of the people who were hurt, and that's important because it helps hold companies accountable. It's also required by law. And, you know, Tesla came under fire last year for its safety practices and since then has touted this big decrease in injuries. So we started looking into that and found that, in fact, they weren't counting all of their serious injuries that were happening on the shop floor. They'd write off some of them as personal medical issues or minor first aid issues. And so those injured workers wouldn't even show up when they had to count up their injuries.
Now, what kind of injuries were they leaving out, though?
It spanned injuries that affected your body through repetitive stress injuries. So people hurting their arms in ways that can be quite debilitating, straining backs, exposure to hazardous chemicals. There were some burns. And these were injuries where internal Tesla records showed that they were related to work. And Tesla was saying they're not. In some cases, we found medical records from the workers where the doctors were saying this is a work injury and it's serious enough to require medication, work restrictions, things like that, and they weren't being counted.
Now, Tesla stands out in the car business because they're so high tech. They make electric cars. Their founder is famous. But are they really different from other auto companies? Repetitive stress injuries, those aren't uncommon in the auto industry or other industries as well. Does Tesla stand out in this way?
One of the differences is that Tesla is doing this very fast. They're very ambitious. They're trying to do things that take other automakers a lot longer to plan out. They're trying to do it a lot faster. So what we heard from these safety experts is that these were not normal conditions. There were not established rules and procedures and health and safety protocols that you would expect to see in a factory like this. And a lot of it stems from perhaps the startup mentality of, you know, we got to do this fast, we got to do this big and bold, and we are revolutionizing the industry, so the rules may not apply here. One of the things we found was Elon Musk's preferences for how the factory looks. And, you know, you had safety professionals go in there and say, you know, we need to paint some yellow lines here. We need to have some yellow caution tape to really mark off the hazards and make sure that people, that workers aren't getting hit by machinery and run over by forklifts. And they were told over and over, Elon Musk doesn't like yellow, so we're not going to do that. That's, I would say, a difference from other auto manufacturers.
Mm. So how did the safety culture at Tesla change, if at all? Maybe it didn't change during these two eras, the era when their workshop safety record wasn't very good, to the time now when Tesla says it's improved vastly, even though you say maybe they haven't. Has there been a cultural change?
One thing that happened was they got a new vice president for environment, health, and safety. And she says that it's changed quite a bit. Our sources are skeptical, considering that the problems they saw there were really coming from the top down. People were not planning ahead. They were, you know, dealing with problems on the fly. In some cases, you know, workers were saying they'd have to carry car seats on their back because the mechanical lifts were too slow. So, you know, it's under those pressure conditions where you see some of this, some of the safety protocols kind of coming apart. And as we know, they're still very much under pressure. So we'll see what happens.
Does Tesla have a union?
No, it's the UAW, United Auto Workers, is trying to unionize the factory, and that's been a contentious issue. The company has been fighting that and tried to blame our reporting on the unionization efforts, even though it's been our reporting has been completely independent of the union, and you know, we've talked to a lot of people who had no involvement with any of that.
So talk a little bit more about what Tesla has to say for itself here. They already say, of course, that their safety record has improved. What else have they said to you?
They say that our sources, including those former health and safety professionals, may have had ulterior motives or their concerns were found unsubstantiated. They've said that they care deeply about their workers' safety, and they often cite a survey, internal survey they did earlier this year that found, they said, that 82% of employees believe Tesla was committed to their health and safety.
Now, they accused you and your colleagues there at Reveal of being in league with union organizers. You say there's no reason to believe that that's true, but they also called you an extremist organization?
Yeah, that was a new one. They used that language. I don't know what to say. We're the country's oldest nonprofit investigative news organization. Just had a named a Pulitzer finalist yesterday. They can call us names, but I just have to keep coming back to the facts that we uncovered and the former safety experts who said this was a huge problem.
Will Evans, reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Will, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, you can find Tesla's comments refuting the investigation by Reveal on our website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.